Okay, Kvevi Stas Sivi Yud Beis, Nevin Ezer. I think it's fair to say that this is rarely learned, and there are very few Rabbanim who have an audience for learning Evan Ezer this far in. So I appreciate it. Sivi Yud Beis is a new sugya, the Rabbanim Dika sugya of Evan Ezer. Probably one that we're not so familiar with. It doesn't come up all that often. And that's the sugya of Chashash Laz. Now, first of all, the Taz in the first three lines, but he says in the rest we'll learn later, but in the first three lines he brings the Gemara. The Taz in the bottom, he says, Beperiketza, that's in Yevamis, Issa say the Mishnayis, there are four Mishnayis. Tchila ha-nita mishivcha. And what's ha-nita mishivcha? So there are going to be four cases where we're going to be chayshish for rumors, for unfounded rumors. The first is nita mishivcha. The nita mishivcha is in the previous siman. If you turn the page back in Yud Aleph Sifei, so there are four mishnayos. Three are in Siman Yud Beis, and one is in Siman Yud Aleph Sifei. In Siman Yud Aleph Sifei it says, and nita mishivcha v'nachris. If there are rumors that a man is mezana with a gayish woman or a shivcha, with his gairu v'nishtacharu, and later they became full-fledged Jews, lo yichnais, he shouldn't marry her. Why can't he marry her? She's megayir. Why can't he marry her? So the reason is b'nei halaz, because people are going to say, aha, you see, it's true that he was mezana with a gayish woman because of that. Because, but in kanas lo yaitzi. Important. B'di'eved, cheshav cheshish falaz, lo yaitzi. That was the first of the four Mishnayos. All four is because the rumors that we say don't marry this woman.
Maybe also that one converted because she wanted to marry the other one.
Yeah. That was the Ramban. The Ramban said, because the rumor will be that she converted to Ishus. Okay, that's important. We'll see. All right, that's number one. Number two is Sif Aleph. Now, Mishnah 2, 3, and 4 are all in Sif Aleph. I'm going to have to digress to explain the first of the four. But these are three more cases where we don't let a couple get married because of lies, because of rumors. Now, this is a little more serious. I maybe get somebody who brings a get from one country to another. That means it's a shliach. You have to know there's a shliach lahilacha and a shliach lekabbalah. Shliach lahilacha means a shliach of the man to bring a get. In other words, the man doesn't want to come to the divorce. Well, he lives somewhere else. I was once in my life at a get that was with a shliach lahilacha. The man lived in South America, and the woman was here in Brooklyn. And Rabbi Bluth was on the Sadi Gittin there, and whatever reason I was on the Besden. And a man brought a shliach, brought the get from South America as a shliach of the man, of the husband. Now, the halacha is that if somebody brings a get, a shliach brings a get, the first Mishnah in Gittin says he has to say, b'fanei nechtam u'b'fanei nechtam. He has to say that I saw the writing and the signing of the get. He has to say that. And that's good. The Gemara is a machlekes. Why? We passed in like Rava. Because of, we're afraid there won't be Edim Mitzuyim Lekaimai. What that means is they'll do the divorce. Now we're the Edim. The Edim are in South America. So they're going to do the get, and this woman's going to remarry, and someday the husband will surface, will say, divorce? What divorce? The signatures were forged. The whole thing's a forgery. Now if the signatures are good, you have two witnesses. The husband can't say anything. The husband will say it's forged. And you're going to have to akiyum. You're going to have to certify the signatures. How are you going to certify the signatures from somebody who's far away? So Chazal were afraid the husband will be Moitzi Laza the get. And it's Ein Eidim Mitzuyim L'Kaimai. If it's a get, the Shliach sent it from one part of Brooklyn to another part of Brooklyn. So you'll find Eidim Mitzuyim L'Kaimai. But from a different country to this country, so there are no Eidim Mitzuyim L'Kaimai. So Chazal said, the Eid Echad has to say, B'farei Nechta, V'farei Nechta. What? Does Zoom work? That's interesting. In the particular case that I did it, The shliach said, but they also called the Bezdin to make sure that the husband wasn't mevatel the shlichus or anything. They made a phone call, which obviously in time of Chazal they couldn't make phone calls. Zoom, does Zoom work? I guess Zoom depends on whether the Eidim know that the Zoom is authentic. If somebody presents you with a Zoom, do you know if it's a recording or if it's live? Normally you assume Zoom is live. People can't finagle to make... What?
You can check GPS.
I could check... How do you check GPS?
They send you a Google GPS location, and then you tell them...
You can't fake out a Google GPS?
If it's live, you...
I know one thing. The teenagers could pull the wool over my eyes with anything. whatever I try to do. I don't know. What?
You speak to them.
Those who know can do it. What?
With the GPS, you know where the guy's speaking.
You know where the guy's speaking from. But you know for sure that his device is in one place and he's somewhere else and it's all a fake out. His device can't be somewhere. GPS says he's there. Anyway, I didn't see if this is you would talk about this. So I like only learn what it is.
The Masira is going to be in Brooklyn. Yeah. So that you're
going
to have it.
He said, yeah, Ege Masira. It's very interesting.
It's the Chasima that you...
The Gemara deals with that. The Gemara in the first parak deals with it, that who cares about the Eide Chasima if you have Eide Mesira? Yeah, so the Gemara says, Afal Pike, whatever it says, it'll be by Tzilaz. Probably. I'm sure it's after the Milsik is being Tzamachut. So I don't know. I don't know what to do. Maybe Zoom works. It's if you can certify that the Zoom is real, I guess it should work. Be that as it may, Yabtei Befarei Nachta Befarei Nachta. Was afraid that he'll be mitzi lahas. Chazal said that they did a chumrah and a kula. Now Chazal, mimnei takonas agunos, they didn't want a woman to end up stuck. So they said a chumrah that a get would happen for a nechtav. You can't give the get. If it comes from one country to another, we wanted to protect the women, and you can't give a get unless you have. At least the shliach saying b'fareinach to b'fareinach. That's the chumrah. The kula is that they trusted an eid echad. The one who's bringing the get, they trust him even though he's an eid echad. And really, a get is a davar sheva erva. She need two eidim. They trusted an eid echad. So that's a gemara. Dafkin lamed out. So Rishonim jump. How what? Rabbanim trusted an eid echad. Fagunis. You can't just go trust eid echad. So it says, because really we paskin min ha-Torah, eidem b'chasum b'get, ein tzarech l'kaimai. Really min ha-Torah, it is a kayach ashtar, we assume it's kosher. Rabbanan said that if someone's mighty laws, you have to do kiyam. Hey mamru, hey mamru. Normally you need to aid them. Here they were makel that one aid can do a kiyam. Since the whole kiyam is a Rabbanan, they had a power to do it. So this is the sugya in the first sugya in Gittin, it's eight eidim mitzvah l'kayim. You know, it's fascinating. It says, except if you go to Eretz Yisrael, if you write a shtar in Eretz Yisrael, the Ashiyaris mitzvahs. There are a lot of people traveling from Eretz Yisrael. Jews always travel to Eretz Yisrael. Since Jews always travel to Eretz Yisrael, so Eretz Yisrael you don't need b'fanei nech. Comes the Ramban, he says, that was once upon a time. In my days, like the Ramban, there's nobody in Eretz Yisrael. So b'farei nechta, Eretz Yisrael is like chutz l'aretz. So Baruch Hashem, today, it's back to the way it was originally. It's more Shiaris Mitzuyas to Eretz Yisrael today than ever before. And min adin, it would seem that Eretz Yisrael would be good. However, halacha l'maisa, B'nai Ashkenaz, those who follow Taisus and the Ramah, we have a loy plug. We always require b'fanei nechtav. Any time a shliach habal, a shliach la'ilacha brings a get, we need b'fanei nechtav, we need to be mekayim the signatures. And a fascinating reason. Taisus says in Gittin, imagine today, Taisus says, the Gemara there says that in the city of Mechuzah, the Naidi. He says, people are always rushing. Gemara says, Rava said, my city of Mechuza, Babel then was like Eretz Yisrael, Babel was also Mishayim Tzim Mitzvah. So in my city it doesn't count. People are rushing. No one has a chance to look at anything. Who has a chance to look and recognize a signature? You recognize Yechavrusa's signature? Can I ask you? Who recognized it was signature? So Tysus says, Pesach Rabbeinu Tam, Hashtab is Manazeh. Is Manazeh in Rabbeinu Tam's, the 1300. The Hashtab is Manazeh, 1200. Tzarech Laima B'chol Mokim B'fod Eidachlev Afagab Dekayim Alon Karava. Even though we pass in that you don't need. He said, the Hashtab B'chol Mokim is Naidi Kibnei Mechuzah. Now everybody's busy rushing all the time. Like the Bnei Mechuzah are rushing. I mean, I identify with it, you know. The New Yorkers can identify with it. We're always late, we're always rushing. And who takes time to recognize their friend's signature? People don't know their friend's signature. What he's saying is Bezdin won't accept a shtar without Be'evin. Bezdin won't be possible because it's a Chumar Benatam. The Rama Paskins this way. The Aruch HaShulchan says something very important. He says, a get is written in which ksav? A get is written? Ksav Ashuris. Who recognizes his friend's signature in ksav Ashuris? We never sign anything in ksav Ashuris. Whoever signs. In my life, I signed one thing in ksav Ashuris. A get. I was once eight on a get. And I signed the big Savashur. It was the only time in my life I ever signed anything. I wouldn't recognize my own signature in Savashur. Sure they do. Savashur is, and if you mess up, you got to redo the get. And I was the last one on this get, you know, the last date on the bottom of the page. And they told me, be careful, we're going to have to do it again. It's almost Shkia, you're supposed to do it by day, you know, like. So.
Pressure was on.
What should I tell you? Pressure was on. It's one thing you said, Ksuba the Chasid, you should. Here, you gotta do it with a quill and a pen. What?
Why did
the
two maps?
Why does it have to be Ashuris? Because we. No, we don't have a Rav. Rav side with a picture, Allah is not like Rav. That Allah is not. The Gemara says Rav used to sign his name like a fish, I think the Gemara says, a picture of a fish.
Nuna.
Rav was a Makubal. You have to say, I hate to put down, I don't mean to denigrate Rav. But Rav was the Bar Kabbalah. Rav and Shmuel were the two G'dayli Adar. So Shmuel was the doctor and the person who knew Mili Dialm. He says he knew astronomy, Shvilin Lin, Narada, says, I know the sky like I know the city of Narada. Not a big deal. Yeah, I also know the sky like
Narada.
But
the he said he knew
Narada. And Rav was the other way. B'schus Tfilas Rav. Rav was the one who wrote Tfilas. And they were two yeshivas. There were only two yeshivas in Babel, Narada and Surah. Surah was Rav's yeshiva. It was Chutzli here. It was out in a place where they could meditate. And Shmuel's yeshiva was in the city where everybody lived. It was in town. And there was tremendous friction. So Rav signed his... There's a big friction. The Gemara says in Erevin, Rav died first, and Shmuel said, don't let any of his talmidim into our yeshiva, because all they're going to do is come to make trouble. It's going on the first parak, maybe now, in Erevin. They're only going to come to make trouble. So I think Rav Yehuda slipped in somehow, and he was a rhythm around. So anyway, Shmuel signed his name like a fish, but we pass him, you got to sign your name. You can't sign like a fish. But my point is, we sign Ashuris. Why we sign Ashuris? Because we write Gittin the way they were always written. We write exactly the way it's written without Mishana, and we do it that way. So the bottom line, today, you always need Befanei Nechtam, Befanei Nechtam. There's only one way out of it. The one way out of it, which is done, the get that the husband writes to send, he goes to Bezdin, wherever he is, whether it's South America, or even if he's sending from Brooklyn to the Five Towns or something, he goes to a Bezdin. No husband writes a get. Nobody knows how to write a get. So he goes to a Bezdin. If the Bezdin is Mekayim Nishtar, they put a hem to it, A hempik of a bezdin is recognized, but the din rabbi nishtaris. So bezdin is the certifies the get. If they give a, however they write a hempik, which is a certification. So then you don't need b'fanei nechtem b'fanei nechtem. You have better. You have the signature of bezdin that the eidim were authentic. They identified the eidim before. You have to identify the eidim before him. You have to identify the husbands. First thing you do by every get is they have a witness that this is the husband. A woman wants to go free, she can go pull in Charlie and just say you're my husband and do a get. We identify today the issue driver's license at the get to identify. Anyway, be that as it may, that's the rule of b'fanei nechtam, which is a chiyuv d'rabbanan, which is important to understanding the simon. And today, by Ashkenazim, we always require, I don't know what the Sfaradim do, because the Rambam doesn't pass like Sirvenu Tam's Chumra, but we always require b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam. Now, we get to the second of the four Mishnayos. Okay? Moitzi Laz, here in Sif Aleph. Hamevi get, shetzarach shiyayme b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam. Someone who brings a get, and the halacha is that you have to say b'farei nechta, b'farei nechta. And look at the top b'shmuel. He brings the chumra of the Ramah. Afilu im edei aget b'ir. Even if it's not from country to country. Ve'inam v'maymid nesinus aget. They're not there. Tzara shi'ayma b'farei nechta, b'farei nechta. V'asa lisa isa. And these rules apply. What's the rule? Back to Shulchan Aruch. Hamevi get shetzar shiyam b'fanei nechta b'fanei nechta. So now you have this man saying b'fanei nechta b'fanei nechta. What's he going to look like if he brings a get to Beznin? He says b'fanei nechta b'fanei, and when the get's over, he marries this woman. People are going to say, you know why he said b'fanei nechta? Because he wanted to marry her, and she's eshes ish. You're going to be mitzi laz. That's the second mishnah. The third mishnah. Chet eid echad she'ed li'isha shemeiz baila. An eid echad, again, because of aguna, they were mekel, and an eid echad could say eidus shemeiz baila, because isha daiko mincevah, there's a reason in the Gemara, but an eid echad could say the husband died. So what does it look like? An eid echad says the husband died, doesn't say she could get married, and he's going to go to marry her? Lo yisenu b'nei chashad. So these are three out of the four mishnayos. So we have the previous siman, nitan ala shivcha. Here we have maybe get an eight shehayit shemeis baila lo yisienum neachashad vimkanas lo yoytzi. He seems to be saying a rule that all the neachashad nealaz is only lechatchila. We had before in Siman Yitzchak, we have here again lechatchila. You're not allowed to marry her, but once you married her, if he married her, lo yoytzi. That's interesting. It leaves out the Mishnah actually has a third, another case. If a man says a husband died, he says, how do you know? He says, I murdered him. Yeah. Haraktiv. I murdered him. You know he's dead. I shot him. So, is he Naaman? Pagin and Dibura. The halacha is, we believe him. You know, the Mesa Master Rashi, we don't believe him that he murdered him. So, Pagin and Dibura. He's believed to say that she died. So he's believed to say that he died. Yeah. And to back to the woman, says, I murdered him. So why does Shulchan Aruch leave it out? So it's interesting, the Rambam, when he says, if he says he murdered him, when that matter the Isha, he gives a totally different reason. Here's in Ne'alaz, he says, because we don't want to encourage people to murder the husbands of the women they want to marry. As the Rambam says, I guess he's being nagging his wife, maybe, so they're going to want to murder him. So the rabbi says a different reason. The Mechaber brings the rabbi's lashes. He leaves out the murder part. Okay.
The Isha is Neman to say.
What?
The Isha who comes back from Medina Sriyam is Neman to say, his father, right?
Yeah.
So why is there a Hashad by the Isha also?
It's an excellent question. So I'll answer you. The Gemara, the Rishonim are getting this kasha. A woman who comes from the Dinas Hayam and says that I'm a Gureshes, she has a get, she's believed. And not only that, a Shliach, what? No, you don't have to make Mishnah's belief, because she's not chatzif to say such things. And not only that, a shliach of Kabbalah, let's say there's a shliach of the Isha. Well, this is all a shliach of the husband. A shliach of the Isha goes to Bavel and gets a get, and not only Bavel, Argentina, and gets a get and comes back. He doesn't have to say before I necht out. Why?
Well, he's divorced right away.
What? But we don't know that. Yeah. We don't. But we don't know. We're in Eretz Yisrael, and they came from Argentina. And it's the same thing. What if a man comes with a get?
Shliach by
the
way.
But it's only if it's true. Lamaisa, what Tosis and the Ram say in a psychological terrorist, they say like this: we're really not chayshish to shtaris fake. We're chayshish that the husband is going to make trouble. It's really good. It's a good shtar. But the husband's going to make one, and they make trouble. It's more likely, it's less likely they're going to forge a whole shtar, which the husband could do legitimately if he wants, or than that they're going to. It's more likely he's going to want to make trouble for her. So the Ran says it's a psychological thing. If a man gives his wife a get and he's there, if she's there, even if she's not there, Hashliach is there, he knows the minute he gives the get, it's over, it's done with. In his mind, he's done, she's divorced. The only chayshish where a man writes a get and sends it, and not done with. He sends it, especially then, it could take a week, I don't know how long it takes, 2 weeks to travel out of Eretz Yisrael. So it could take 2 weeks to get there. So this whole time, his mind is churning, you know, should I get divorced? Should I get, his mind is churning. There were chayshish that he's going to be my tzilas. But the Rav says the nature of a person is if he does something and it's done, he's not so quick to be mighty laws. He accepts it. Why? He's more accepting of it. That's what it says in the Ran. Tosfos alludes to it. Okay, so this is Bafanei Nechtav and the Cheshad. And this is, like I said, case 2 and 3. The last case we're going to have in Siftei's is a Chacham in a case where a woman is Moider Hana from her husband.
What's the
chashad
to even like that?
Was it
last week?
The chashad of Laz, if the eight echad says meisvayla, and then he's going to go marry her, people are going to say, oh, you know, I said meisvayla, he wants to marry. So we have three cases. Hanitan ala hanachris.
The rumor was before.
There were all the rumor there. The rumor was before. There the rumor was before. Here it's after. It's like different. Here. He either said Adis on the get, or he said Adis on the death. Three. There's a fourth case we're going to have in the next Sif, which is a woman had a shayla of making a neder, not to have hana from her husband. And the husband wasn't made for neder. Now she wants to be mata neder. And the Rav Paskins, you can't be mata neder, you have to get divorced. So the Rav Paskin, you have to be mata, you can't get divorced. He shouldn't marry her afterwards. Once he gave up sack, they have to get divorced. These are four cases of Laz, and all four cases have the same din according to the Shulchan Aruch, that you're not allowed to marry, and they are Laz. Let's finish Sif Aleph.
The case today, it's an Eishes Ish. The one with the Kuti. It's not a wonderful thing that he had relations with the Kuti, but it's not like here. The Laz is an Eishes Ish. It's okay,
so
there, he's not married.
Yeah, 100% okay. Right. Hold on a second.
The neder still applies.
No, they have to get divorced.
No, but they can't take it back.
The
neder can't take it back because
right.
Under, right.
Right, but maybe the Rav, maybe really the neder you could be matir, and the Rav is set alive because he wants to marry the woman.
The
that's the Shash.
No.
The Chacham, that's the Chacham, not a Rav. The Rav would never do it, but the Chacham.
She didn't get married between us, so she can't take it back. It has to be she never.
Yeah, but the Chacham. The Chacham. Caused the divorce.
Yes.
So if he's going to marry her, they're going to say the Chacham is going to marry this woman. He passed and you got to get divorced.
He can't marry
her because we're afraid people are going to say, you know why he said they have to get divorced? Because he likes her. So these are all cases of Laz, and all of them you don't marry the woman, but if you marry them, the Eved is Lo Yaitzi. What? I can't hear you. So we'll see. There's no time limit, but there's certain factors that could change. It would be Sif Gimel or Dalet. Sif Gimel.
But
yeah.
Does he have to divorce him if he doesn't have
it? Yeah. He's entitled to divorce her without a ksuba. you can have enough of him. Who wants to live with a woman that you asked about now?
I just want to do one thing. We saw last week, we were talking about the coil. The coil is toiling, but Cheshire didn't seem to be himself.
Here we're afraid of Allah's in the future. When we talked about coil, the coil was beforehand. That's the Takas Sefei was beforehand.
That's a toiling.
That's a coil called Oi Pasik, because we were to aid him. But here it's Fakir.
Yeah, I know,
the coil is only that, it was just that he wasn't a real Isser.
That's an important point. That's what Mark said. I'll explain that in a minute. Let's just finish the Sif. So the Sif, Mkanas Lo Yaitzi. So the first 3.5 lines, that's the Shulchan Aruch. That's the Gemara. Avol, what? Let's finish Mechaber, please. Okay, Avol. Hamevi get Sheinit Tzarech Lai Mefarei Nechta Befarei Nechta. But if somebody brings a get in a situation where he doesn't have to say Befarei Nechta Befarei Nechta. Mutali Saisa Kivan Sheina Nisis should be Nasa'a Alpiv. Because he's not getting married. He's the Shliach, but he's not saying Yedis. And the same thing, Shnei Eidim Amidim Lisha Shameiz Baila. Now here, get it, you only need one. But two Eidim said, Meiz Baila, Mutter, Echamei Lisa Isa, Shein Shnei Mitzuyin Lachatoi Bishvila Echad. It's not common that, a person will say, false Eidis, he wants to marry her, but not for his friend. Vayim Batur, Ze Atzmei Simikuf Mem Aleph, whatever it is. So this is the halacha psuka. In one point, the Rama argues, "V'tshuva sarash hevi beben ezer yeshayim the af b'shnayim." Even if two people say he died, avagav d'shari, the kavokin bar nef bal nefesh yarchik mizeh. So stay away from it. If you're saying, "Hey, this the husband died," don't marry the woman, even if it's one, if it's two, it doesn't make a difference because of the chashash of haitzahs las. So this is, like I said, a tikkun d'rabbanan because of haitzahs las. We have seen throughout Eben Ezer how the Nevi Yehuda bends over backwards to be mata women to the husbands in all kinds of cases, including a 12-month pregnancy we once had. The husband left, and she gave birth almost 12 months later, and there were Eidim that were Nadav and Mechur, and he always bends over backwards. He does it here too. If you look in Pischei Tshuva, Dalid, on this Chumra of the Ramah, the Ramah's Chumra, where he says that. That if there are two Eidim, you're not allowed to marry her. I'm a Chumas Lady Beuter, Simon Lam and Shakas of the Chayra Kasha. Ech Yala Faramazem, Diri Agos, Maimini Vatasis Beyavamis. Hey, Mairi Bemion. They're talking about something else. Veide Mekach, Vechalitza, Veide Get, Vechalayu Tsarashnai. There are cases where Halacha says you need two witnesses. Veechad ain't a mile, and one doesn't help. In Cain, Af Shasheni lo yoyi chekem yishvilai, mekomokem halei Hasheni levadoi einei moyel. Vedas atzmai ktzaskir, yeshva. He's saying, when did the Rishaydim say, by two Eidim, no one's allowed to marry her, somebody that needs two Eidim? Let's say, Eidis on a chalitza, Eidis on a get. She's not bringing the get as a shliach, just Eidis on it. So you need two Eidim. So then, but in the case of this Ramah, in a case where one is enough and the extra one just comes anyway, you don't need this aid. So why shouldn't you be able to get married? He had such a case. So why can't you get married? That's not common to all sin for one. Who needs that reason? Typically, the chol echad mutalisa isa kimishedin. This is alpiv. His aid. This is irrelevant. It was another aid. So what do you do? The Nevi can't argue with the mechaber and the Ramah. So how's he going to paskin this? The mechaber Ramah says it's aser. Nevi says it's muta. So he's matchik. Listen to this. Kavanas Hashulchan Aruch, Afilaicha De'inai Nisa Nasa Alpi Eidachad Luchud. Kim Apishnayim, Kamoi Bumuchama, Ibiktana, Egeshech Betchilo Shulchaya Dayan. Shulchan Aruch, when it says if you have two, that that you're not allowed, that you're only allowed to marry her because it ain't motzi that two people should lie, and the Ramah said yesh lahachmir. That's the only way you need two aiden. If one aid says he's alive, one aid says he's dead, so it's they cancel each other out. You need two aiden. So in such a case, then in the case we only need one, ve'idu shnayim shita shein kamechus klas yanech meyev kivish tzarich leidus klal leka kior v'gam bal nefesh in tzarich lachosh klal. It's incredible that Nayda Yehuda constantly goes out of his way to be matir, a woman to get married to the person she wants. Ve'i pischei tshuva says it doesn't shtim with anybody else. Ve'shmuel says even there are three eidim, one of the three can't marry. They certainly don't need the third. And I felt PK.
We're talking about the people who are Moitzilas. The people who are Moitzilas are Shashlam Dunim. You need two, you need three.
Yeah, the Moitzilas, like the Litzani Hadar. Yeah. Okay, but Lamai Sein Lamar, the Debrei Shulchan Aruch, what are you going to do? He's touching into the Ramah. Isn't it a Pella? He's saying the Ramah only meant that Bal Nefesh Yachmir, we need the two Eidim. But we don't need two, you only need one. So what's the problem? There won't be a lot.
You said he can't
argue.
Why can't
the Chabad argue with the Ramah? Mechaber Ramah? He sometimes argues. It's very difficult. Very difficult to follow Nabi Yehuda. He does occasionally do it, but here he doesn't want to argue. He wants to be Madchik better. Okay.
What's the case when the aid comes? It doesn't have to say. What's the case? You just bring the case.
So really, if you're going in the time of the Gemara, if you're going from Chutzlaris to Eretz Yisrael, you don't need because Shiaris Mitzuyas because you're fine. The Ramban said it's different. Bizman Hazeh. Grada. The Rambam disagrees. The Rambam holds Eretz Yisrael is Eretz Yisrael. You never need the Panay Nechta. But like I said, the Ramah says everyone today is rushing and nobody. Nobody recognizes anybody's signatures anyway, so it really doesn't matter. So Akapodim, this is the sif. Now the million dollar question is, when do we worry about laws and when don't we worry about laws? It's a very difficult thing because people are going to say, like, why do I have to worry about laws? In the Eitzar HaPoiskim here, he says, this man, he knows he's telling the truth. He said her husband died. He knows it's true. Now he wants to marry her. Then it says he can't marry her, Laz. Eitzar HaPoiskim says in Eitzah, the two of them should move to a different city and marry her there. This is before the internet. Now, nowadays you Google it and you can see he was the eighth. But once upon a time, he says, look, he knows the MS. He knows that it's true the husband died. Just, and Bezim really believes him, just afraid of a Laz. He says, go to a different city. And in the other city, you'll marry her. There won't be any laws. That's the eitzah that it brings in the eitzah paiskim, which is of course a chiddush. Chazal made a gezeira, and afal pi kein, you can sort of trick your way out of it. It's the old question: if Bezdin paskin that meat is treif, and I know it's kosher, I know 100%. Let's say the example would be two witnesses blackmailed me. They say, if you don't give us money, we're going to go to Bezin and say, all the meat in your store is treif. So I don't give in. They go and they tell the Bezin, all the meat in your store is treif. Two eidim. No, Bezin Paskin is a treif. I know it's kosher. Now, Bezin Paskin is treif. Am I allowed to eat it? Can I pull down my window shades? I don't want to get hasra. Right? But, so I'll pull down my window shades and I'll go quietly. So the pashtus is that if you know it's kosher, you're allowed to eat it. You know for a fact that Bezdin Paskin the Alpitos. It's a fact. It's not a hashara. So that fits with this Eitzar Paiskin. Bezdin Paskin, you can't marry her because of laws, but you know it's true. So you go to a different city and you do it there. And that. So that's mutter.
But if Mara's dying, if not Mara's dying, even Chazik Fedarim,
Marasayin. Marasayin of a deraisa is asur. I don't know if they call it Marasayin here. I don't know what the difference between Laz and Marasayin is.
But nowadays, the people of Montauk, would that be different?
They would have to change their names, I guess. I don't know. It's a practical thing. You have to get away from the Laz. Today, it's probably very difficult. You know,
he's over there and not listening to Beis Din.
See, not if he knows that. Like we always say, a yediyah overrides any type of raya. If you can, it's not. We have to trust him. Seen him in God. The Greek philosophers held not that way. That was I always mention it. Socrates, when Socrates was put to death, right? He had to drink the hemlock. Witnesses came against him. They hated him. And they said false things about him, and in Rome he was sentenced to death. You know how Rome worked, and how did jury work?
Athens.
What?
Athens.
In Athens, I'm sorry. In Athens, the Greeks. So the way the jury worked then is when there was a court case, anybody could come and be on the jury. Anybody. The guy's enemies, the guy's friends. Sometimes they did it in a stadium where everyone was a jury, and so they sentenced Socrates to death. So the day before, his Talmud Bovik, Plato, comes in and says, we have a boat ready to, you can escape. You know, they know it's false, you can escape. So Plato records whether Plato made up the Nusach or not, a very dramatic statement by Socrates. I spent my whole life defending the rule of law, and now I'm going to go against the rule of law. I'm not going. And he had a baby child at that time, and I think if I'm telling this story correctly, he held that way. But I think we would hold. If you know it's sheker, why do you have to honor somebody that's sheker? Okay, at any rate, maybe it was afraid of Chilul Hashem if he runs away. Yes, if you want to see Rabbi Kiveger, I'm sorry. Kiveger Aleph, v'mheyed v'masiach v'itum v'yishlem v'tansen. Okay, there's a whole tumul about Masiach Lefitumai in Yevamis. We're matir Kedis Isha Masiach Lefitumai. Somebody who says, in the way of conversation, says it. So, the Losh of Kiveger is, Yeshloim Edemutu Lisanik, as he's paskening that way, that Masiach Lefitumai is believed because Masiach Lefitumai is good. In Pisrei Tshuva Beis, he brings the Beis Meir. Beis Meir says, "Belosh es hamashu dafkeid hameyin mesiach levitumai leniskaven lahayin mutali siena." So he says that it's muta. Amna b'divrei Rashi Yavam is dimasagad mashu aviyach tumai aser. So achig tzas ilo yeshayach beedis kazel lachshed b'mechumin amai gazlan did the entire kashavai. He says basically what he says is that with chayshish. Maybe the layazin will be chayshish. That's all a fake out. He knows Masiach Levitumai is believed, so he's going to stage a Masiach Levitumai in order to do it. So that's the shot. Now the question really,
about the Beis Din. What is the Gemara that says if they say Yamin is small as Yamin, you know they're wrong. You still have to follow them.
So Rashi and Chumash brings Afeli Yamin Shu Smile, Afeli Smas Yamin. The Ramban and Chumash, if I recall correctly, declares what's Pshat. It says, Bezin says, Yamin Shu Smile, Smile Yamin, doesn't mean they know better than you. Don't think that you're right. Or does it mean, even if you're right, you still have to follow? This would seem to be dependent on that. Well, here it's different. Here I know they were fooled. I know to aid and fool them. I don't think I'm smarter than Beis Din. They're just missing information that I have.
You do it for yourself. Also. I don't know. You do it for yourself. You're not telling somebody else to do it. It's you, sure.
Yeah, yeah. It's only for you yourself. Okay, getting back to Laz. It's a very difficult get there. When do you have to worry about Laz? When don't you? And I was thinking this morning, I took a quick look. I remember by the beginning of Toldos, it says that Hashem made Yitzchak look like Avram because the Litzani Adar are going to say Mi'avi Melech Nisar B'Sava Litzani Adar. So why would Chayshish for Litzani Adar? Grad, I was thinking afterwards, Not such Sunny Adar. This couple is married 60 years. And she let them become pregnant, 60 years worth. And one night, Lamaisa, someone kidnapped her and took her there for the express purpose of being Mizana. And presto, the next day, she, you know, she 9 months later, she gives birth. Is it Sunny Adar?
Wrong.
Huh?
Wrong.
What does he say?
Only Litzani would say, because Avram had children.
Because Avram had a child. He had one child.
Okay.
But he's bad. Sam, I'm right. Otherwise, it would be a good. It would be a good time. Otherwise,
but also he looked like Lot. Also, Yitzchak looked like Lot.
That's why he looked. He looked like. It's funny. Later in Kufnun Vav, the end of Kufnun Vav, in Hilchis Yibum, the last verse of Kufnun Vav, talks about a case of a man dies and he has two wives, and the wife that's here, they have to Yibum a Chalitza, but the man and his wife, the man didn't have children for 10 years, it says, and then the man with one wife traveled the Medina Sayam, I think the case is a year ago, and the question is, could she be Miyabim, or is she have to be afraid that Punk now after 10 years gave birth? I think the Sechuva there says, you know, after Chayshish, after so many years, suddenly now they gave birth, she had a baby. So by Avram, after 60 years, okay. But anyway, that's not the point. The point, the question is, when do you have to worry about Laz, and when don't you worry about Laz? When do you Chayshish that people are going to talk, and when aren't you? I mean, when you stamazay to do things that are tmiya, we don't do, but in Kolzeh. So the Gedorim are a little difficult. Rav Moshe Grant has a tshuva. He says this is Mepnei Marisayin as Mepnei HaChashad. Marisayin is when Chazal made a Beferish Gezerah of Marisayin. Chazal said, you're not allowed to hang out wet clothing in public on Shabbos, even though they got wet from the rain. You're not allowed to hang it up, people are going to say you washed it. It's a Gezerah of Marisayin. So it's usur. No fooling around. Marisayin is usur. Something that you're telling me it's Marisayin, that's called Chashad. Chazal didn't make exeris. So a person should try. Mishlei it says Hasan Mimcha Lazus of Asayim, something like that. That a person is supposed to avoid chashad, but it's not the same level of this. The question here is Inyanim of Eben Ezer, if they're different. In other words, I'll tell you the makar. There's a Gemara in Gittin. It's talking by Befarei Nachtam. Edom bring a get, and they saw it written. And the Gemara is talking about Lishma. And we pass in the Mitzvah of Kaim. The Edom is saying it was written Lishma. So the Gemara brings a story. Barhedya by Lasuya Gita. Someone named Barhedya, who was bringing a get from Medina Seyam. He brought it to Ravachi. Ravachi was the Paisik. Hamamun Agiti, he's in charge of Gita. Amalei, Tzarchat Alamira Kol Ois Vais. You have to know that every letter was written Lishma. Every letter is written Lishma. Also, come to Rabbi Rabasi. So what? Every word letter I have to know? Amri Leilait Tzriches. You don't have to say it. They ask how you got to Tuvat Edina. But anyway, that's what happened. Chitebe Eved Lachumra. Say, look, I did see every word Lishma. Let me anyway say that it was done Lishma. Nimsata Maitzi Laz Akit Mishayim. Don't take our Chumriz. By a get, you hear this? This everything would be fine. You know, say I was there for every single letter, and he was there for every single letter. Then to my tzilas, I'll get in the rishayim. In the back, the shulte gibarim in the side of the riff. He says that there are people who want to make tagim on the get, on the letters of the get. Tagim, like a mezuzah, Sefer Torah has tagim. Gittin don't have tagim, we just write it. So he says, Shatnez get. So Lishulti Gevarim says there are people in his generation wanted to start writing tagim. He says, Chas v'sholom, don't write tagim. You can be Moitzi Laz on the other gittin. So I say, oh, your get has tagim? My get doesn't have tagim. Is it kosher?
Interesting.
Nimtzah to Moitzi Laz. So you see, Chesha v'chayshish. There's a third place, the Pisei Tshuva Nochas gittin. There's a machlaikis, how a woman is makabel a get. Which kinyan works for kabbalas a get. In Gemara, we only find the nasan biyada, you put it in our hand. And b'chatzera, you throw it into a chatzah, karavla, karavlai. If it's karavla, we find kinyan chatzah. Chatzah mishum yad. You only find one kinyan. So there's a machlaikis in the Sivis and Rabbi Akiva Eiger. The Sivis said, any kinyan works. What's the difference which kinyan? As long as she's kind of the get, it works. Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, no. It says, it has to be kinyan yad. What's the difference between kinyan yad and kinyan hagbah? Anybody know? Kinyan hagbah, difference is, yad, the whole thing has to be in your hand. You take a handkerchief, you pick up a handkerchief. It doesn't have to be all in your hand. You pick it up. That's hagbah. But it's not yad. Yad is like chatzar. If you want to be kind of something with kinyan chatzar, it has to be totally in your property. If it's half in your property, half out, you only kind of what's in your property. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger said, when they give a get, they should fold it up small so it fits into her hand. That's what Rabbi Akiva Eiger said. The Siva said, nothing doing. You can pick up the get. Kinyan Hagbah works. So Pesachei Tshuva brings that development over this. Pesachei Tshuva says, Chas V'Shalom to be Machmer. You might see Laza, the Gittin Rishayim. Plenty of Gittin were given out the other way. Nimzata might see Laza, the Gittin Rishayim. So Lameisa, we find might see Laz. When are you Chayshish for Laz? So the Pesachei Tshuva, it's in Hilchos Nedarim, for whatever reason. In Simur Reish Yudal Tzif Dal, there's a Pesachei Tshuva, brings Tshuvas Maharanach. He's quoted by, he must have been a later Rishon, or an early Achron. I think the Magen Mishnah brings him sometimes. Maharanach, Mem Hei Reish Aleph Nun Ches. I don't know the history of him. He brings that the Cheshash Sha'ata Maitzi Laz is only by Gittin and Yanim, by Ishus and Yanim, by Mezeris and Yanim, by Yichus, we don't play games. By Yichus, we chayshish v'laz. Stamazoi, to tell someone you can't be machmer, you're going to be mighty laz. You're putting our Rabbeinu Tamtzil? No, you're Rabbeinu Tamtzil, you're mighty laz on everybody else. It doesn't. No such thing. Mighty laz is only by Yanim of Gittin, Mezeris, Yichus. And that's why, because Baruch Hu Tzar classed upon him, Sheyitzak Avram, there shouldn't be mighty laws. Who cares what the Tzarim say? We care because when it comes to Yichus and Yanim, we care. So this Tshuvas Maranach is 100% clear that it's only in Yanim Gittin and Zehu. It's not by other things. We're not Chayshish Faisas Laz. And then we'll fit well over here, the cases we have here, where Freish is really an Eishas Ish. Refresh is really an Eishas Ish, so that's Maitzi Laz and Yichus. So you asked before, what about Yud Aleph Sifhei? Hadnitan ala Nachris. Someone, there are rumors he was a Zadar with a Nachris. She's the guy, don't marry her, because you're going to end up, they're going to say, oh, it was true. So the Maranach's rule would seem to depend on how you learn that. If you learn, they can say it's true, you're a Mizana. That's not Yichus. Man's Mazan or a guy, Gaita. Not a nice thing to do, but it doesn't affect anybody's Yichus. It would seem that the Ramban, Rashba, and Ritva, who learned that they're going to be Mitzlahs on the Geirus, they're going to say she was Megayer because she wants to marry him. So they're in love with Megayer, but she's not really Jewish. That's already a Yichus Shalom. Whether she's Jewish or their children are Jewish. It would seem that the Ramban, the Rashi, and the Ritva are going with this approach of the Maranach. And Shalom Yisrael, we have a great rule. Only Chayshish Falaz by Yichus, and by Gittin, and by Kedushin, and by and all these types of things. And Shalom Yisrael. It would be wonderful. Problem is, we find it in other places. And all the Mefarshim jump on this Maranach. We find Medesha and Maitzi Laz, and I jotted down the three other places that I thought would be easier to do. One of them is very amusing. The minig was, as recently as the Netziv, 125 years ago, by a bris. You know, by a bris, there aren't so many kibbutim. Right? There's a kvata. And so they make a bunch of well now they make plenty. I heard we said Minasandik, they have a new one. So they're gonna have maybe a sabagels and something. So listen to this, they had a kibbutz mitzitza. To be a moel, you have to be a professional. You have to know how to cut mitzitza. Nothing. It's like sucking a straw, right? So they had a kibud mitzitza. They're mechabit. When I say it, I think you know it's such. You give your father-in-law. But they're mechabit mitzitza. That was a derech. So what was the tumul? So there were those who said, on Shabbos, what's that to do with mitzitza? You're allowed mechal Shabbos for a bris. If the Mayol is doing malacha, he's doing the chitach, and he does mitzitza, you have one Jew being mechal Shabbos for the bris. What's the heter to have two Jews being mechal Shabbos? What's the heter? Two Yidish being mechal Shabbos. This is the horror. It's the horror. So the Nitziv says, that's ridiculous. They're two Chil Shabbos. What's the difference if one person does two Chil Shabbos, or one does one, and one does one? Ridiculous. So over there, by Betzitza, the Pesach Teshuva brings this Machlaikis. And he says, there are those who want to be Machmer on Shabbos. He says, Chas V'Shalom. You might see Laz and all the people of the Metzitza, the past, that they're Machal Shabbos. The Chas V'Shalom to be Machmer. If you machmer during the week, if you don't do a kibbutz of mitzitza during the week, you don't do it on Shabbos, it's terrible. But to do mitzitza a whole week as a kibbutz and not on Shabbos, so he says, Chas v'shalom, you might see Laz al Rishayim. Now, that has nothing to do with Yichus, has nothing to do with Gittin. And the Pesach Teshuva says that to might see Laz. That's one.
What's the
yes, sir? What? It's the Rambam holds Dosh, and Taisus holds Shchita, to tell the Sheikhet to be Maitzi Dayan. What?
The coloring
of the water. No, they're talking about something salt to eat. That's what I should say. Okay. But anyway, so that's one place in the Tzitz. Another place in Magen Avraham, by Hilchos Tefillin. There's a shaila how to separate the two parashiyos in tefillin, and there's a way. There's an etza how to be etza both shitas. But Gnav Ram says not to do it. Shata maitzi laz on the previous tefillin, whatever it's into, it has nothing to do with yichus and nothing. And the third, I had once mentioned to you in Hilchos Ksuba, it says there are some misadri kedushin. They tell the witnesses read the ksuba before you sign it. It seems to be sensible. Ramah says, don't do it, you might see laws on the previous ksumas. Ksumas is not yichus, it's not eishes ish, nothing, it's a contract. So it's a double pell in this maranach, that were only chayshish vaitzahs laws, only there and not anywhere else. So there's a teretz, there's a Trumas Hadeshim that gives Gedarim, it's very hard to figure out. I'll just tell you the way I understand it. What Trumas Hadeshim means is good, if not, I'll try it anyway. There are two types of chumras that a person takes. There are chumris that are there's no reason to do it. You want to be yaitz an extra sheet that you found in the Rishayim? No reason. Mitzitza. There's no reason to be machmer. You chayshish for one sheeta. It's not halacha. Those types of things, to be chayshish stam for things, so atamaytzi laz, you shouldn't do it. There are chumris that are really a hider anyway. It's really a hider. You're going to do on the tagim, on the letters, it's a hider. It's a hider to write the letters with tagim. You're going to say before I dechtav on every single letter. It's a hider. My every letter has to be written lishma. The aid, he knows it. It's a hider. There are things that be'emes the hidurim. It was a hider in doing it this way. So by there, the Maranath's rule applies. If it's a hinder to do it, we won't stop you from doing it in all halachas in the Torah. It's a hinder. You'll do it. Others don't do the hinder. If it's better than a hinder, we won't stop you. By gittin, by yichus, there we chayshish falaz more. There, even if it's a hinder, even if the emes has a ma'ilah, but you'll be mitzi laz and others for your hidurim. So by yichus, that's where we're machmir. It seems that that's together hadavar, and it would divide by all other areas where stamazai to take on chumris is not it's not the mitzi laz al rishayim. And if there's a hider, if there's lamaisa, clear hider in it, so no one's gonna to hit a mitzvah, no one's gonna stop you. That's my tzilas. Okay, so this is the sugya of Yamam Zdachofei. We'll move on.